A massive settlement has been reached between the government and five of the nation's biggest banks over foreclosure abuses and relief. Our partner, the New York Times, says a $26 billion deal that will be doled out over 3 years to 2 million homeowners. Joining us now with the details, Nelson Schwartz, business reporter with our partner, the New York Times. Nelson, can you explain exactly how this money will be distributed?
Yes, it's going to be distributed over 3 years in different pots. Basically, for people who've already been foreclosed upon, people who've lost their homes, they're eligible to get checks for about $2,000, and it's estimated that about 750,000 people will get those checks. Now, for another million people or so, there's about $20 billion put aside to reduce principal, reduce what they owe, or to refinance at lower rates. So that's how the money, and that's at over 3 years.
Although the people who've lost their homes to foreclosure are going to get what seems like a pittance to me.
Yeah, I mean, well, a couple of things. First, absolutely. I mean, if you lost your home, $2,000 doesn't go that far. On the other hand, those people really, you know, they have to fill out a form, check a box. I mean, it's fairly easy to get that money, which, you know, makes it a little bit broader. People still have the right to sue the banks, you know, if there were abuses during the foreclosure process. So they're not giving up that right. But basically getting the money is, you know, simpler than it might be, you know, with a protracted court battle.
We're speaking with Nelson Schwartz, business reporter for our partner, the New York Times. I called this a massive settlement in light of the total amount that's gone into and come out of the housing crisis. Is $26 billion massive?
Well, it's massive compared to what was done in the past and, you know, what's happened until now. It's not massive compared to the scale of the problem. The best effort. It's the best and biggest effort yet, is how I'd put it.
So, Nelson, what is the possibility that we're still going to see multi-billion-dollar, maybe even class action lawsuits against these banks?
I don't think we'd see governments doing that. I think you will see individuals pursuing claims. However, governments are still going to be investigating the securitization process. That's how these mortgages were taken by Wall Street banks and assembled and packaged into securities that were later sold to investors and then soured. So they're not off the hook for that.
So how soon would people be able to apply for these funds?
I think they'll be able to apply in the next few months, pretty quickly. The problem is these things have been proved, you know, more difficult to administer and execute, particularly on the bank side. Previous programs have really kind of been logistical nightmares, like HAMP. People may know about that. But, the hope is this one goes a little more smoothly, that the banks have gotten more of those systems in place so they can do this.
Nelson Schwartz, business reporter for our partner, the New York Times. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Talking about a $26 billion deal reached between the government and five of the nation's biggest banks over foreclosure abuse.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.